This is Collar and Tag Him, a Captain America the Winter Soldier fanfic, written by Dira Sudis and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17, contains the relationship of James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, Sam Wilson, with additional tags for puppy play, collars, dom sub, threesome, plot what plot. Author's notes. Many thanks to Verity for beta, Ruby Nye for cheerleading, and many, many apologies to Yulia. He woke at the sound of Steve's voice and sat up in his bed, but he didn't move. Sam might be talking to Steve on the computer, but that sounded like kisses, and Sam's low, happy laugh that was only for Steve, and then footsteps. Bucky kept still anyway, fingers curling into the soft fleece padding. He wanted it too much. He didn't dare move. Steve stepped into the living room, still in uniform, shield on his back. Here. Bucky darted forward, awkward on three legs as he held his left hand off the floor, but Steve was already crouching down, smiling. Hey, boy. Bucky dropped both hands to Steve's thighs, not jumping up, but balancing himself as he leaned up to nuzzle against Steve's face and then lick, getting the taste of him again. He tasted dusty, sweaty, with a faint tang of blood that made Bucky whine, even though Steve's fingers were scratching through his hair behind his ears. And Steve was finally here, where he belonged, home with Bucky and Sam. It's okay, I'm okay, it was just kind of a mess. Steve dropped one hand from Bucky's hair to rub his knuckles lightly down Bucky's breastbone. Bucky stopped licking, but went on sniffing his way down Steve's uniform, picking up the scents of grime and machine oil and blood again. There were no tears in the uniform, so it couldn't be Steve's. More important was the familiar scent of Steve's uniform under it all. The scent and solidity and fact of Steve here, home. By the time he got down to Steve's hip, Bucky was hardly bothering to sniff at all, just pressing his face in. Steve's hands settled back in his hair, not petting, but holding his head still while Bucky breathed him in, letting half his weight rest on Steve's thighs. He felt Sam crouch down beside him, and Sam's hand settled between his shoulder blades and stroked slowly down his spine. Steve started scratching again, and Bucky went contentedly limp under their combined attention, nose tucked into the crease of Steve's groin. When Steve said, above him, in an easy, conversational tone, "Did somebody have a rough day?" he didn't have to respond at all. Those were words for humans, and Bucky could stay down and be petted. "Yeah, I was hanging in there this morning, ran some errands, but he was pretty wound up by the time he met up with me for lunch. He wasn't talking at all when he got out of therapy. As soon as he got home, he stripped down and went to his bed." Sam's petting hand turned to a light scratching, and Bucky twisted into the touch while still trying to keep his face buried in the angle of Steve's body. "Let me up, boy," Steve said, tugging on Bucky's hair. Bucky swallowed a whine and wriggled backwards, sitting up with one hand down, left hand held up off the floor. Sam's hand was still on him, but Bucky pulled away from it as soon as Steve walked away, following him to the kitchen. Steve went to the refrigerator, but Bucky knew better than to beg. He stopped by his own water dish and drank thirstily, then sat up and shook his head, making the wet ends of his hair fly out. Steve laughed. Bucky looked up at him and moved in to lean against his leg. That wasn't begging, just looking up at him, waiting to see what was next.
I know, buddy, Steve said, ruffling Bucky's hair a little. But I came straight home to you, which means I need a shower.
Bucky licked up the seam of Steve's uniform, but Steve pushed his face away firmly, not playing.
Stay with Sam. I won't be long.
Bucky followed Steve back out of the kitchen and looked up at Sam.
He was leaning against the back of the couch, arms folded across his chest as he looked at Bucky. Sam had Bucky's collar, plain black, with one blue tag, one silver, dangling from his hand. Bucky hurried over to him, still holding his left hand up, and sat down on his haunches at Sam's feet, tilting his head back and fixing his gaze on Sam's eyes.
Huh, now I've got something you want, huh?
Sam shook his head, but he knelt and fastened the collar around Bucky's throat with sure hands. He tested the fit by sliding a finger under it just like he did every time, even though it fit the same every time. When Sam let go, Bucky shook his head to hear the jingle of his tags. The blue star had, "My name is Bucky," on the front, and, "If found, please call," and Steve's phone number on the back. The silver disc was stamped with the seal of Homeland Security and the document number of the memo finding James Buchanan Barnes fit for contact with civilians. Better than a certified rabies vaccine any day.
There you go,
Sam said, scritching his hair right at the base of his skull. Bucky arched into it, showing his throat again.
Now we know whose dog you are, huh? Not just some stray mutt who wandered into our house. How about we get some feet on you so you can actually walk right?
Bucky huffed a little noise of agreement and followed Sam around the couch to the coffee table, where Sam had left the drawer pulled out when he got Bucky's collar. Bucky offered Sam his left hand first, and Sam pulled the glove onto it, metal hand disappearing under dark brown leather that matched Bucky's hair. It was only a glove, somewhat padded under the heel of the hand, except that a loop held the thumb alongside the palm. It was just enough to remind him that he had a paw now. He gave his right hand to Sam for the other glove, which protected him from the floors instead of the floors from him, and then rolled onto his side and let Sam brush at his knees before attaching the matching leather pads there. Bucky didn't think those mattered so much, but Steve and Sam insisted, and he was a good dog. He did as he was told. Bucky got up once Sam was finished and stuck his head into the open drawer, coming up with his rope toy between his teeth. He turned and lay down facing Sam, where Sam could see the rope draped enticingly over Bucky's paws. He closed his teeth on one end, working his teeth on it while watching Sam through his eyelashes.
What, you want to play now?
Sam smiled.
Favorite human is home and you're feeling all cheerful, huh? I've been here the whole time, you just turned your face to the wall and ignored me.
Bucky scooted forward, with his belly to the ground and his head down, until his nose was touching Sam's knee. Sam's hand was resting there, and Bucky let go of the rope and picked his head up just far enough to lick Sam's fingers placatingly.
There's the love.
Sam brought his other hand around for scritches. Bucky closed his eyes, absorbed in the taste and feel of Sam's hand under his tongue, Sam's fingertips moving just right against his scalp. When he licked over the base of Sam's thumb, Bucky closed his teeth gently on the spot, not biting, just holding, as he looked up at Sam again.
Oh, now I'm in trouble.
Sam's other hand went still, resting on the scruff of Bucky's neck.
Sam's mouth didn't show it, but his eyes were smiling, and it was there in his voice.
"Big vicious dog's got his teeth on me," Sam went on, sounding entirely unconcerned, his whole body radiating ease. "I'd better hold real still. Better not make any sudden moves."
Sam's other hand was sliding down off Bucky's neck. Not sudden, no, but not remotely stealthy either. Bucky's hind legs tensed in readiness.
"Better not do anything like this," Sam finished, grabbing the rope and whipping it up overhead,
and Bucky reared up after it, snapping on air twice before he caught the end in his teeth. He shook his head, making Sam whip his arm back and forth, laughing, and then it was Sam's turn to give a hard yank, throwing himself backwards and dragging Bucky down on all fours.
Bucky kept his own movements small, just enough to keep the game going while he let Sam get to his feet. Once Sam was up, it was time to play, taking turns dragging and being dragged around and around the couch. Bucky lost the rope twice and had to chase Sam to get it back, got it away from Sam once and had to tempt him into making another grab for it. The second time he pulled the rope away, Bucky dropped it and rushed at Sam without it. Bucky didn't knock him over, but crowded against him, butting at his thigh and giving a little growling bark of challenge, while Sam danced away, laughing. When he'd backed Sam nearly up against the couch, on the rug, but to one side of the coffee table, Sam reversed tactics and threw his weight against Bucky, tackling him flat. Bucky gave a sharp, yelping bark, wriggling under Sam's weight and shoving at him, teeth snapping on air nowhere near Sam's hands as Sam wiggled and shoved back. Sam was laughing at him, catching one paw, and then, when Bucky managed to break his grip, catching the other. Bucky's attention was caught by the sound of the shower shutting off, and that was enough for Sam to catch both of his paws, which was the end of wrestling. Sam sat back, leaning against the side of the couch. He kept one leg thrown over Bucky's hind legs, as if he still needed to be kept still, but Bucky let his paws fall limply against his chest and tilted his head back. Sam accepted his surrender by scratching under his chin, and then dragging a hand down his throat, checking the fit of his collar again along the way. Bucky couldn't help wriggling a little more and letting his paws fall to the sides, inviting more petting. His whole body was humming pleasantly, happily keyed up, and every touch felt like more. Sam ran a warm hand down over Bucky's chest, still rising and falling on quick, panting breaths, down over his belly and his sides. Sam scratched lightly here and there, but never tickled. Bucky heard and felt footsteps approaching from the direction of the bathroom. He didn't look. He curled himself sideways, still flat on the carpet, but bending his head and shoulder around Sam's legs. Sam made an amused noise and scratched under his chin some more. Steve sat down on the other side of Bucky, just at the edge of the rug, and said, "Having fun, buddy?" Bucky looked over at Steve, freshly washed, wearing only sweatpants, showing off lots and lots of uninjured skin, without turning his head. Then he turned his attention back to Sam, fixing his eyes on Sam's. Sam was already petting him. Sam had been here the whole time. Sam laughed. "Oh, I think second favorite human just got a brevet promotion." Bucky rolled onto his side, facing Sam, so that he could curl around him more effectively. Putting his back to Steve was coincidental.
"Aw, don't be like that, boy," Steve said, mournful and teasing all at once, rubbing his knuckles over that spot at the base of Bucky's spine that made him wriggle all over.
When he resettled, Bucky stayed tucked around Sam, nuzzling at Sam's thigh, testing. Sam's hand settled in his hair, and Sam scooted around a little, unfolding the leg he'd had tucked under him, so Bucky could get in between without getting out from under the leg Sam had thrown over him. Bucky lifted himself just enough to lie down again, with his head on Sam's thigh, rubbing his cheek against the seam of Sam's jeans, while Sam's hand played through his hair. He heard Steve move behind him, stretching out to lie on his side like Bucky was, maybe propped on his elbow so he could see over Bucky's shoulder. Steve wasn't touching him, but his body shaped like a shield around Bucky anyway, keeping him penned in against Sam. Keeping him safe. Bucky didn't have to worry about what was safe now. He closed his eyes again and nuzzled further up Sam's thigh, following the seam of his jeans to his crotch, where the heat and smell of him were both concentrated. He nudged up against the weight of Sam's dick. He breathed in the smell, muffled as it was by Sam's jeans, and his mouth started to water. Steve said, just a little sharply, "Bucky?" Bucky pulled back and looked up at Sam, watching his eyes. Bucky was a good dog, and good dogs didn't take anything they weren't given. Sam said, putting his hand over his crotch. Bucky could see that hand move, stroking thoughtfully, in his peripheral vision. Sam's fingers brushed his cheek with each slow back and forth, but Bucky kept still and kept his eyes fixed on Sam's face. Good dogs waited to be given permission. "Well," Sam said, and his hand turned, his thumb touching the wet corner of Bucky's mouth where he wasn't quite drooling, spreading spit over his lower lip.
"If that's what you want, you've been really good."
Bucky whined, low in his throat.
"That wasn't begging. Sam was already offering, almost."
He was watching Sam's eyes. He saw Sam look past him at Steve, and then back down at Bucky.
"All right, come here."
Bucky knew that that didn't mean he should actually dive in. He picked his head up, getting one foreleg under him, while Sam got his jeans open and pushed his pants and underwear down enough to give Bucky access. Only when Sam dropped his hands to his sides did Bucky push forward, nuzzling along the crease of Sam's groin, enjoying the unfiltered smell of him before he got to what he really wanted, licking and mouthing at Sam's dick. It wasn't all the way hard yet, but Bucky liked that, liked feeling the texture of it, the way it changed under his mouth. In his mouth, when he closed it around Sam and sucked, swallowing down the taste of him. Sam's hand was in his hair again, and Sam was breathing harder now. Bucky could hear Steve behind him, fidgeting a little, starting to breathe faster along with Sam. Bucky tilted his head so Steve would be able to see him sucking hard at Sam's dick as it hardened in his mouth. He took in more, burying his face in Sam's crotch. Sam didn't say anything out loud when Bucky was doing a good job at this, but his hands spoke for him, stroking ceaselessly over Bucky's hair, petting his cheek. Sam's thumb came back again and again to the wetter and wetter corner of Bucky's mouth, and Bucky licked and sucked and made soft, hungry sounds when he had the breath for them, until Sam said, "Bucky," not stern at all, but breathless and urgent.
Bucky knew what that meant.
He backed off to hold just the head of Sam's cock in his mouth, while Sam closed his hand around his spit-slicked length, finishing himself off with a few tight strokes. It didn't take long before he spilled, bitter and hot and sharp across Bucky's waiting tongue. Bucky licked and sucked and swallowed until Sam gently pushed him away. Bucky went back to resting his head on Sam's thigh. Sam felt different now, warm and satisfied and easy, and when his hand rested on Bucky's head again, it stayed still, heavy enough to hold him. Bucky felt all strung tight, but he didn't need to move. He could stay right here, mouthing at Sam's thigh, letting the rough, textured hair tease his tingling lips. It felt as good to want as to have, and he knew Sam and Steve would take care of him. He heard Steve give a particularly long sigh behind him, though, and Bucky rolled over at once, his head coming up alertly. Sam laughed behind him, and Steve collapsed flat on the rug and laughed as well, his eyes shining warmly. He had his sweatpants shoved down, his cum-wet, softening dick exposed. Bucky made a small, disappointed sound, and Steve laughed a little more and said, "Well, you didn't want anything to do with me." Bucky made himself small, waiting to be invited to come closer, wanting. Steve was home. Steve was his, but Steve hadn't waited for him. Steve held out his wet hand to Bucky and said, "Come here, boy." Bucky went like he was spring-loaded, licking Steve's offered hand clean. He tasted sharper than Sam, saltier. Bucky licked each finger and in between all of them, and then he looked at Steve's face for permission. Steve tucked his other arm behind his head and said, "Yeah, if you want to. Not too much, though. I don't need to go twice tonight." Bucky nosed in carefully, sniffing the fresh, clean smell of Steve, his sweatpants still smelling fresh from the dryer except for the smell of cum. Bucky licked away what was there, avoiding lingering too much on Steve's dick. He rubbed his cheek against Steve's thigh instead, nuzzling in as he curled his whole body tight against his own hot eagerness. Steve was home, and Bucky didn't need anything more than he needed this. Steve put his hand against Bucky's cheek and gave him a little push. Bucky rolled away as if it had been a two-handed shove, throwing himself belly up across Steve's legs. He folded his paws up nearly to his ears and wriggled hopefully. "Oh, now I'm forgiven, huh?" Steve sat up to look down at him, and he was smiling. Bucky gave a little chuffing bark, just enough voice to it to mean yes, because he knew it would make Steve laugh. Steve did laugh and leaned over him, settling a hand on his chest. Bucky looked for Sam, and Sam grinned and came over to sit hip to hip with Bucky, facing toward him. His hand landed on Bucky's thigh, between the bottom of his underwear and the knee pad. "Bucky," Steve said, his hand stroking lower across Bucky's belly. Bucky gave the same bark, a little more emphatically. "Yes." Steve and Sam never took what they weren't given either. They didn't tease once they had permission, and he arched his hips up to help them strip him, his cock bobbing up eagerly into Steve's grip.
Bucky shuddered at that touch, but it was Sam's hands on his hips, holding him steady for Steve, that made him whine. Steve's other hand settled on his throat, thumb under his collar, and Bucky didn't need anything else. Steve's hand, still wet from Bucky's licking, gripped him firmly, as much in control of Bucky's cock as the rest of him. Bucky wanted to stay right there, pinned down and petted forever, but it couldn't last. He came under their hands, his own panting breath loud in his ears, and the surge of overwhelming pleasure faded off into drifting contentment. He opened his eyes after a while to watch Steve and Sam leaning against each other over him. They were kissing while their hands drifted over Bucky, petting his belly and legs. Steve's hand sometimes found its way as high as his throat. Bucky's breath left him in a contented sigh, and Steve and Sam both looked down at him. "Good dog," Steve assured him, and that was all Bucky needed to know. The end. Reader's notes. Today is laptop day! Oh, this is so exciting. It's my first new laptop in 8 years. I know, it's sad. We had to retire the laptop that recorded the last approximately 700 podfics that I've done. And this is the first podfic recorded on my brand new baby, who cost me so much money. I think it might be cheaper to have an actual baby. But this is very exciting. I have a podfic recorded. I'm learning the kinks of this new version of GarageBand. And hopefully I'll get them all figured out before I actually start my podfic Big Bang, which is due in 3 months and I haven't started that yet. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, I was celebrating the new laptop and I asked Twitter if people wanted to recommend me things to record, and Jinxie recommended this one for me. And then I looked at the tags and I was like, wow, this is everything I'm looking for in a story. And so to celebrate my new laptop, we are breaking it in with porn. Threesome porn. Threesome puppy play porn. Hello, new laptop. How are you doing? Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this and have a nice day.